We continue our learning of the Nishma Stavi Bemanachmish and Hamyaka Pedosalo, where in Baba Messiah Perak Dal and Mishnah Hey, Kamatehe Hasela Hasera, Velo Yeheba Ona. How much a sela, a silver coin, so it could wear off after time? And then it's really not a sela in weight anymore. How much has to wear off from a sela through its being used over time that it can still be used for as its original value? The Gemara explains on Nunbeis that really what the Mishnah is asking is, at what point can the sela be worn down? Which is when the Mishnah says, and it's going to tell us, Rabbi Meir says a certain amount, what it means is as follows. Ad kama, it means that how much would be considered fraud of the coin. So the Mishnah is now telling me how much weight is taken off of the coin, how much is reduced, so that the coin is still good. No, what it means is how much of the coin needs to be reduced for it to be considered ona. So kamatehe, although that's not really what the question sounds like, it's saying that's what the Gemara assumes it means. Kamatehe asela chasera v'lo yeheba ona. How much does the sela has to be reduced to in terms of its weight so that it's now going to be considered ona? Rabbi Meir Omer, arba isarin, four isar ladina. Four isar out of the whole sela, which is an isar for a dinar, which means the following. A dinar, we mentioned, or a zuz, is equal to 6 ma. A ma equals two pundion, and a pundion is 2 isar. So if you put that together, 4 isar out of a sela is 1/24th of that original sela. So if 1/24th of the original sela has been worn off, according to Rabbi Meir, that's a problem of ona already. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, arba pundionos, punyon ladina. 4 punyonos out of a sela, which is a punyon to a dina, which is 1/12th of that original sela, is now rubbed off. So as long if that amount is rubbed off, so that's going to be considered ona. 1/24th, that's not ona, that's normal, it gets rubbed off. 1/18th, that's also okay. 1/12th, that's going to be ona, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Omer, third opinion, 8 punyonos, 8 punyonos out of the sela, 2 punyonos ladina, which are 2 punyonos for a dina, which is 1/6th of the original amount, is removed off. Only that is considered ona. 1/20th is not ona, 1/24th, 1/12th. Only when it's 1/6 would that be considered. If it's reduced that amount of its weight is removed off of the sela over its use, it's been rubbed off, so then it's considered ona. Now, interestingly, it's Rabbi Shimon, the only one who we have, the only opinion that has this 1/6 that we remember from the previous Mishnais is Rabbi Shimon. In fact, according to one opinion in the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon is the opinion of the other Mishnah, which means that Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda may hold that when it comes to other items besides coins, ona would not be 1/6. Ona could be as little as 1/24th or 1/12th, as they say regarding a dinar. And others hold in the Gemara, no. There's a difference between, let's say, clothing, kalim, and coins. When it comes to clothing, so there we say that people are willing sometimes to overpay if they really need to for a garment, and that's not considered ona. And that's why up until a 6 it's not a problem. But when it comes to coins, no one's willing to accept a defective coin. They're willing to use it as currency. So there already, there are strict opinions, not like Rabbi Shimon, that although when it comes to other commodities, it's going to be a 6th, ona can be as little as 1/24th or 1/12th when it comes to a coin, because people are not willing to accept a coin. Mishnah, Perek Daled, Mishnah, Vav. Ad Masai Mutar Lahachzir. Ask the Mishnah, up until when can a person return a defective coin? Now remember, when it came to ona let's say buy a piece of clothing, or a kli, whatever it is. So he said, oh, until enough time you bring it to a tagar, to a merchant, or to a karov, to a relative who knows what the price of that is. So let's say the lokeach, the buyer, the purchaser was overcharged, has enough time to check it a couple hours, bring it home, check it with a relative who knows what commodities are normally worth, or a tag or a merchant, and that's the amount of time. And if he doesn't come back and complain and try to revoke the sale or get his money back, so then the sale is the sale. How does that work when it comes to coins? Do people know about defective coins? So the Mishnah here says, Bakrachim, if you live in big cities, Ad shei kedei shei yara l'shulchani. Until the amount of time you have a chance to bring it to a money changer. They're familiar with the value of coins. Other merchandise, maybe regular people know, ordinary people know, relatives know. Comes to coins, you didn't even have time to bring it to a shulchani. So that's possible in a larger city where they're around. Uvakfar, but if you live in villages, ad arve shabbosos, we give you even more time to see what it's if you've been defrauded, if the coin that you have is defaced, whatever it may be, it's no longer, there's onar, a certain amount of it has been reduced. So that you give you till Erev Shabbos. Why till Erev Shabbos? If you live in a kfar, in a village, you don't have money changers. So what happens at that time, when people come to buy Shabbos food, so then they'll have a chance. The money changers are around, people around in the villages, and then he can check with them. So he has more time to potentially revoke the sale if he lives in a village. Im hayam akira afilu la'achar shnei masar chodesh mekabla himena. What he's saying is, if the one who originally gave the person this coin realizes his mistake, that he really gave him something that was defrauded, that had a certain percentage reduced, that's a problem of onah, so then even though the time has passed, they show it to a shulchani or an Erev Shabbos, the right thing would be to do, lifnei mishura sadin, an act of piety would be, even after 12 months, to be willing to accept the coin back and give him the right value. But vein alav elotaro, ein lo alav elotaromas. What it doesn't mean is that he's not willing to be such a nice guy. So the other guy only has a complaint. Taromas, he could be resentful, but legally speaking, there's nothing he can do. V'nosta l'maser sheni ve'ein ochoshesh. Here, we're speaking about maser sheni produce. A person has maser sheni, which he's supposed to bring in the first, second, fourth, and fifth year of the Shemitah cycle if he has a farm as produce. If it's too much to schlep to Yerushalayim to eat it there, he can redeem it onto coin. Now, he wants to redeem it onto a coin, but let's say the coin here is what we're speaking about. We're speaking about a coin that is not the best type of coin. So what exactly does that mean? So according to some, it means that, and the Gemara Nun Beis discusses this, the Mishnah means that whatever coin, and it's not, it's not circulated at its normal value, it's its face value. So, and if you would do so, that would be considered, it would be considered fraud. Let's say, according to Rabbi Meir, it's more than 1/24. According to Rabbi Yehuda, more than 1/12. According to Rabbi Shimon, more than 1/6. Either way, that coin, nonetheless, you can use for Maser Sheni. Others claim, no, that's not true. That coin should not be, people don't accept that coin for its value. So therefore, it doesn't mean that I can use that coin as its value. What it means is, let's say you have a seller. So we speak about a seller. So according to one opinion, what it means I can use the seller to redeem Maser Sheni produce upon it is that I can say, okay, even though it may be less than 1/12 or less than 1/6, whatever, or more than 1/6 rather, it's defaced significantly, you can redeem your Maaser Sheni coins on it at the value of that coin at the face value. Others say that's not what the Mishnah means. What it means is that even though this is not a coin that normally is accepted, nonetheless, you can use it for Maaser Sheni, just make sure that you redeem the produce on the value it is right now. So you have to take into account how much of the weight of that silver has been reduced and what its value would be the way it is, although maybe people wouldn't use that coin as currency. You can use it to redeem Maaser Sheni upon it, but make sure you know its value, its weight, and then that would be acceptable. And Ve'eno Choshesh, he doesn't have to worry about that. She'eno Ela Nefesh Ra, which means anyone who's not willing to accept this is just not a nice person. But that doesn't mean that it's not really a coin at all. And since someone who's not willing to accept this coin the way it is, even though it's reduced a little bit, we say is only nefesh ra, people should accept the coin the way it is. So therefore, you're able to redeem Maaser Sheni upon that coin. Just one other point, the fact that we have here, the Mishnah speaks about, when it comes to coins, ad masai mutar lahachzir, in the bigger cities, with enough time to show it to a shulchani and kfarim until Erev Shabbos, we notice that when it comes to Mishnah Gimel, we didn't make a differentiation. We'd speak about other items other than coins between big cities and villages. So according to one opinion of the Gemara, that's a very simple answer. People are more familiar with the prices of clothing, of kelim, etc., but only money changers, no coins. So therefore, there's going to be a difference between big cities, of course, and villages.